jump around.
As we go a little something like this.
Jump around.
Dobar dan, moje ime je Stefan, vi slušate još jednu epizodu emisije Jump Around, emisije o hip-hop muzici. Danas donosimo priču o partnerstvu, prijateljstvu i odanosti. Prošlo je 25 godina otkad smo dobili Eminema, odnosno otkad je Eminem izbacio drugi album, a to je bilo u saradnji sa Dr. Dreom. Eminemov prvi album nije bio toliko zapažen, Eminem je pažnju na sebe skrenuo ovim albumom The Slim Shady LP koji je izašao 99. godine. Njega je otkrio Dr. Dre, potpisao ga za svoju izdavačku kuću Aftermath i ostalo je istorija. Ali hajde malo ukratko da ispričamo istorijat kako je došlo do toga. Dr. Dre je bio član Death Row izdavačke kuće, za tu izdavačku kuću je izdao kultni album The Chronic. Kasnije je napustio tu izdavačku kuću zbog mnogo problema koje su okruživali tu izdavačku kuću. Ukoliko želite da saznate više o tome, pogledajte dokumentarni film, odnosno igrano dokumentarni film Straight Outta Compton. Već sam ga preporučio u prvoj epizodi, ako se sećate. Tako da, ako vas zanima više o tome, topla preporuka za film. Ellen, Dr. Dre se upoznao sa Jimmy Iovinom, koji je bio u to vreme i dugo godina nakon toga vlasnik mega izdavačke kuće Interscope. I kao što sam rekao, napustio je Death Row, prešao skroz za Interscope i u okviru Interscope-a otvorio svoju kompaniju, odnosno svoju izdavačku kuću Aftermath. Dr. Dre baš i nije imao toliko uspeha sa Aftermathom. Imao je neke svoje solo stvari, svoje izvođače, ali nekako ništa nije toliko dobro prolazilo. I onako već je bilo stani pani, da li će Dr. Dre ostati zajedno sa Interscope-om ili neće. On je čuo za Eminema, odlučio je da rizikuje i da ga potpiše za Aftermath. Njemu se to dobro isplatilo, postali su onako obojica zaista uspešni u svetu muzike. A prva pesma, eto, na kojoj su Dr. Dre i Eminem radili je My Name Is. Verujem da svi znate koja pesma je u pitanju. Eminem je došao u studio, Dr. Dre je pustio taj beat i onda je Eminem krenuo da rapuje. Odnosno krenuo na njegovo hi, my name is i Dr. Dre je odmah znao da će nešto bude posebno od toga. To je bilo to ukratko za početak, taj ajde istorija da kažemo kako su Dr. Dre i Eminem krenuli da sarađuju. My Name Is je bila uspešna pesma, dobila je Grammy, album The Slim Shady LP dobio je Grammy za najbolji album, tako da zaista sjajan start za Eminema i Dr. Dre-a. U ovoj epizodi ćemo onako pokriti to njihovo drugarstvo, prijateljstvo, saradnju, a prva pesma od koje ćemo krenuti je upravo ta na kojoj su prvo radili, a zove se My Name Is.
One of my eyelids. Uh-huh. Wanna copy me and do exactly like I did? Yeah, try sit and get fucked up worse than my life is? Uh-huh. My brain's dead weight. I'm trying to get my head straight, but I can't figure out which Spice Girl I wanna impregnate. And Dr. Dre said,
Slim Shady, you a basic. So why's your face red? Man, you wasted.
Well, since age 12, I felt like I'm someone else, cause I hung my original self from the top bunk with a belt. Got pissed
and ripped Pamela Lee's tits off and smacked her so hard I knocked her clothes backwards like crisscross. I smoke a fat pound of grass and fall on my ass faster than a fat bitch who sat down too fast. Come here, slut, shady, wait a minute, that's my girl, dawg. I don't give a fuck, God sent me to piss the world off.
Hi, my name is...
What?
My name is... My name is...
His name's Sadie.
Hi, my name is...
Huh?
My name is...
What?
My name is...
His name's Sadie.
Hi, my name is...
What?
My name is... My name is...
His name's Sadie.
Hi, my name is...
Huh?
My name is...
Teacher wanted to flunk me in junior high. Thanks a lot. Next semester I'll be 35. I smacked him in his face with an eraser. Chased him with a stapler. Stapled his nuts to a stack of paper. Walked in a strip club. Had my jacket zipped up. Blast a bartender. Then stuck my dick in a tip cup. Extraterrestrial. Running over pedestrians in a spaceship while they screaming at me.
Let's just be friends.
99% of my life I was lied to. I just found out my mom does more dope than I do. I told her I'd grow up to be a famous rapper. Make a record about doing drugs and name it after. You know you blew up when the women rush your stands and try to touch your hands like some screaming Usher fans. This guy White Castle asked for my autograph, so I signed it. Dear Dave, thanks for the support, asshole.
Hi, my name is... My name is... My name is...
This kid needs to be locked away.
Get him!
Dr. Dre, don't just stand there, operate. I'm not ready to leave, it's too scary to die. I'll have to be carried inside the cemetery and buried alive.
Yep.
Am I coming or going? I can barely decide. I just drank a fifth of vodka. Dare me to drive?
Go ahead.
All my life I was very deprived. I ain't had a woman in years, and my palms are too hairy to hide.
Whoops.
Clothes ripped like the Incredible Hulk. I spit when I talk. I fuck anything that walks.
Come here.
When I was little, I used to get so hungry, I would throw fits. How you gonna breastfeed me, mom? You ain't got no tits. I lay awake and strap myself in the bed with a bulletproof vest on and shoot myself in the head.
Bang.
Steaming mad. And by the way, when you see my dad,
yeah,
tell him that I slit his throat in this dream I had.
Hi. My name is...
What?
My name is...
Ostajemo za sada još uvijek na The Slim Shady LP albumu, a druga pesma koju ćemo poslušati je prva pesma gde se pojavljuje Dr. Dre zajedno sa Eminemom, odnosno gde Dr. Dre donosi vokale. U pitanju je treći single sa albuma The Slim Shady LP, a zove se Guilty Conscience. Inače, njih dvojica su se još onako upoznavali, krenuli su da rade na tom albumu, bili su zajedno u teretani i pričali o idejama za pesme. Dr. Dre je predložio da odrade saradnju, a da se pesma zove Noć i dan. Deci Dr. Dre govoriti reči, odnosno lyrics, a Eminem će odgovoriti sve suprotno na to što je Dre rekao. Eminem je po povratku kući to veče seo i napisao tekst za pesmu. Pesma se na kraju ne zove Night and Day, odnosno Noć i dan, nego Guilty Conscience. Ne bih mnogo nešto pričao o ovoj pesmi i o albumu The Slim Shady LP. Ajde, imali smo My Name Is, sada ćemo poslušati Guilty Conscience, zato što smatram da je bitno da ova pesma bude ovde na ovoj listi, jer kao što sam rekao, prva je da zajedno vokale daju Eminem i Dr. Dre. Tako da slušamo Guilty Conscience.
Meet Eddie, 23 years old. Fed up with life and the way things are going, he decides to rob a liquor store. But on his way in, he has a sudden change of heart, and suddenly, his conscience comes into play.
All right, stop. Now before you walk in the door of this liquor store and try to get money out the drawer, you better think of the consequence.
Who are you?
I'm your motherfucking conscience.
That's nonsense. Go in, gap for the money, and run to one of your aunt's cribs and borrow a damn dress, the one of a brown wig. Telling you need a place to stay. You'll be safe for days if you shave your legs with Renee's razor blades.
Yeah, but if it all goes through like it's supposed to, the whole neighborhood knows you and they'll expose you. Think about it before you walk in the door first. Look at the store clerk, she's older than George Burns.
Fuck that, do that shit, shoot that bitch. Can you afford to blow this shit? Are you that rich? Why you give a fuck if she dies? Are you that bitch? Do you really think she gets the fuck if you have kids?
Man, don't do it, it's not worth it to risk it.
Right.
Not over this shit.
Stop.
Drop the biscuit. Don't even listen to Slim, yo, he's bad for you.
You know what, Dre? I don't like your attitude.
Come on, just coming in for a minute.
Meet Stan, 21 years old. After meeting a young girl at a rave party, things start getting hot and heavy in an upstairs bedroom. Once again, his conscience comes into play.
Now listen to me, while you're kissing her cheek and smearing her lipstick, slip this in a dream. Now all you gotta do is nibble on this little bitch's earlobe.
Yo, this girl's only 15 years old. You shouldn't take advantage of her, that's not fair.
Yo, look at her bush, does it got hair? Fuck this bitch right here on the spot bare. Till she passes out, she forgot how she got there.
Man, ain't you ever seen that one movie, Kids?
No, but I seen the porno with Son Nubian.
Shit, you wanna get hard off the jail?
Man, fuck that, hit that shit raw dog and bail.
Meet Grady, a 29-year-old construction worker. After coming home from a hard day's work, he walks in the door of his trailer park home to find his wife in bed with another man.
Alright, calm down, relax, start breathing.
Fuck that shit, you just caught this bitch cheating. While you at work, she's with some dude trying to get off. Fuck, slit in her throat, cut this bitch's head off.
Wait, what if there's an explanation for this shit?
What, she tripped, fell, landed on his dick?
Alright, Shady, maybe he's right, Grady. But think about the baby before you get all crazy.
Okay, thought about it, still wanna stab her. Grab her by the throat, get your daughter and kidnap her. That's what I did, be smart, don't be a retard. Gonna take advice from somebody who slapped D Barnes?
What you say?
What's wrong? Didn't think I remember?
I'ma kill you, motherfucker.
Temper, temper. Mr. Dre, Mr. NWA, Mr. AK, coming straight out of Compton, y'all better make way. How in the fuck you gonna tell this man not to be violent?
Cause he don't need to go the same route that I went. Been there, done that. Oh, fuck it, what am I saying? Shoot them both, Grady. Where's your gun at?
Ostajemo u 1999. godini, ali sada nećemo slušati Eminemove pesme i Eminemov album, nego će to biti Dr. Dre. Dr. Dre je u novembru 99. godine objavio kultni album Chronic 2001, odnosno kako se samo zove 2001. Taj album je nekako označavao povratak Dr. Dre-a, on je posljednji album pre toga objavio 92. što je bio The Chronic, a ovo je označavao neki njegov povratak na rap i muzičku scenu. Naravno, nakon što je potpisao Eminema za Aftermath, logično je bilo da se on nađe na tom albumu. Tu su sarađivali na dve pesme koje su bile zaista uspešne onako pesme, koja je druga, reći ćemo nešto kasnije, a prvo ćemo slušati Forgot About Dre. Forgot About Dre, jedna od onako, kako bih rekao, kultni album, samim tim ima i dosta kultnih pesama. Forgot About Dre je definitivno jedna od tih. Inače, ceo tekst za pesmu napisao je Eminem. On je prvobitno želeo da to bude za Dr. Dre-a i Snoop Dogga, ali Dre kad je čuo to što je Eminem napisao, svidela mu se i odlučio je da se on nađe na toj pesmi. A pesma, kao što ime kaže, govori nekako o povratku Dr. Dre-a i da li ste zaboravili na Dre-a i šta je sve uradio za rap scenu. Ta pesma isto nekako nastavlja se uspeh i Dre-a i Eminema. Pesma je dobila Grammy za najbolji rap performance od strane dua ili grupe. I spot je onako isto dosta zanimljiv, možete ga pronaći na YouTube ukoliko ga niste pogledali, a sada ćemo da slušamo pesmu ovde u emisiji Jump Around. Slušamo Dre-a i Eminema i pesmu Forgot About Dre.
Same OG, but I've been low-key, hated on by most these niggas with no cheese, no deals and no G's, no wheels and no keys, no boats, no snowmobiles and no skis. Mad at me, cause I can finally afford to provide my family with groceries. Got a crib with a studio and a saw full of tracks to add to the wall full of plaques. Hanging up in the office and back of my house like trophies. Did y'all think I'ma let my dough freeze? Oh please, you better bow down on both knees. Who you think taught you to smoke trees? Who you think brought you to ODs? Eazy-E's, Ice Cubes and D.O.C's, the Snoop D.O.G's, and a group that said motherfuck the police. Gave you a tape full of dope beats to bump when you strolled through in your hood. And when your album sales wasn't doing too good, who's the doc that he told you to go see? Y'all better listen up closely. All you niggas that said that I turn pop or the firm flop, y'all are the reason that Dre ain't been getting no sleep. So fuck y'all, all of y'all. If y'all don't like me, blow me. Y'all are gonna keep fucking around with me and turn me back to the old me.
Nowadays everybody wanna talk like they got something to say, but nothing comes out when they move their lips, just a bunch of gibberish, and motherfuckers act like they forgot about Dre. Nowadays everybody wanna talk like they got something to say, but nothing comes out when they move their lips, just a bunch of gibberish, and motherfuckers act like they forgot about Dre. So what do you say to somebody you hate?
What?
Or anyone trying to bring trouble your way? One of his off things in the blood of your way?
Yeah.
Just study your tape of N.W.A. One day I was walking by with a Walkman on, when I caught a guy, give me an awkward eye.
You looking
at? Strangled him off in the parking lot, but it's dark and I don't give a fuck if it's dark or not. I'm harder than me trying to park a Dodge, but I'm drunk as fuck, right next to a humongous truck in a two-car garage. Hopping out with two broken legs, trying to walk it off. Fuck you too, bitch, call the cops. I'ma kill you and them loud-ass motherfucking barking dogs. And when the cops came through, me and Dre stood next to a burned-down house with a can full of gas and a handful of matches, and still weren't found out.
Right here.
So from here on out, it's the chronic two, starting the day and tomorrow's anew. And I'm still local enough to choke you to death with a Charleston chew. Slim Shady, hotter than a set of twin babies, and a Mercedes Benz with the windows up when the temp goes up to the mid-80s. Calling men ladies, sorry doc, but I've been crazy. There's no way that you can save me. It's okay, go with him, Haley. Nowadays everybody wanna talk like they got something to say, but nothing comes out when they move their lips, just a bunch of gibberish, and motherfuckers act like they forgot about Dre. Nowadays everybody wanna talk like they got something to say, but nothing comes out when they move their lips, just a bunch of gibberish, and motherfuckers act like they forgot about Dre.
If it was up to me, you motherfuckers stop coming up to me with your hands out looking up to me like you want something free. When my last CD was out, you wasn't bumping me, but now that I got this little company, everybody wanna come to me like it was some disease. But you won't get a crumb from me, cause I'm from the streets of I told them all them little gangsters, who you think helped mold them all? Now you wanna run around talking about guns like I ain't got none. What you think, I sold them all? Cause I stay well off. Now all I get is hate mail all day saying Dre fell off. What, cause I've been in the lab with a pen in the pad trying to get this damn label off? I ain't having that. This is the millennium of aftermath. It ain't gonna be nothing after that. So give me one more platinum plaque and fuck rap, you can have it back. So where's all the mad rappers at? It's like a jungle in this habitat. But all you savage cats know that I was strapped with gats when you were cuddling a cabbage patch.
Nowadays everybody wanna talk like they got something to say, but nothing comes out when they move their lips, just a bunch of gibberish, and motherfuckers act like they forgot about Dre. Nowadays everybody wanna talk like they got something to say, but nothing comes out when they move their lips, just a bunch of gibberish, and motherfuckers act like they forgot about Dre. Nowadays everybody wanna talk like they got something to say, but nothing comes out when they move their lips, just a bunch of gibberish, and motherfuckers act like they forgot about Dre.
Jump around.
Jump around.
Nastavljamo našu priču o saradnji i prijateljstvu Dr. Drea i Eminema. Još uvijek smo u 99. godini i još uvijek smo na albumu Chronic 2001. Pored pesme Forgot About Dre, Eminem i Dr. Dre sarađivali su na još jednoj, a zove se What's the Difference, a pored njih dvojice tu se pojavljuje još Exhibit. What's the Difference Between Me and You? Pesma govori o razlici između Drea, Eminema i Exhibita u odnosu na druge repere. A zašto još ova pesma posebno važna kada pričamo o Dreu i Eminemu? U svom versu, što je treći na toj pesmi, Eminem govori Dreu koliko ga voli, da ćemo uvek čuvati leđa, a Dre uzvraća. Zaista onako jedna zanimljiva situacija i eto prvi put da su njih dvojica javno izrekli šta misle jedan o drugom. I nekako čućete i kasnije koliko je ovaj ta veza između njih opstala sve ove godine. Ali dok ne dođemo do tog dela, slušamo Drea, Eminema i Exhibita i pesmu What's the Difference?
When Cube was rolling with Lorenzo in a Benzo, I was banging with a gang of instrumentals. Got the pens and pencils, got down to business. But sometimes the business end of this shit can turn your friends against you. But you was a real nigga, I could sense it in you. I still remember the window of the car that you went through. That's fucked up, but I'll never forget the shit we've been through. And I'ma do whatever it takes to convince you. Cause you my nigga, Doc, and easy, I'm still with you. Fuck the beef, nigga, I miss you, and that's just being real with you. You see, the truth is, everybody wanna know how close me and Snoop is, and who I'm still cool with. Then I got these fake ass niggas I first blew with, claiming they non-violent, talking like this. Spit venom in interviews, speaking on reunions. Move units, then talk shit, and we can do this. Until then, I ain't even speaking your name. Just keep my name out of your mouth, and we can keep it the same, nigga. It ain't that I'm too big to listen to the rumors, it's just that I'm too damn big to pay attention to them. That's the difference.
What's the difference between me and you? You talk a good one, but you don't do what you're supposed to do. I act on what I feel and never deal with emotions. I'm used to living big dog style with straight coasting. What's the difference between me and you? You talk a good one, but you don't do what you're supposed to do. I act on what I feel and never deal with emotions. I'm used to living big dog style with straight coasting.
Yo, I stay with it while you try to perpetrate, play with it. Never knew about the next level until Dre did it. I stay committed while you motherfuckers babysit it. I smash the critics like an overhand right from Riddick. Come and get it, shitted on villains by the millions. I be catching bitches while bitches be catching feelings. So what the fuck am I supposed to do? I pop bottles and hot hollow points at each and all of you.
Come on.
A heartless bastard, high and plastered. My style is like the reaction from too much acid. Never come down, pass it around. You can't handle it, hang Hollywood niggas by they soul train laminates. What's the difference between me and you?
What?
About five bank accounts, 3 ounces and 2 vehicles. Until my death, I'm Bangladesh. I suggest you hold your breath till ain't none left. Yo, that's the difference.
What's the difference between me and you? You talk a good one, but you don't do what you're supposed to do. I act on what I feel and never deal with emotions. I'm used to living big dog style with straight coast. What's the difference between me and you? You talk a good one, but you don't do what you're supposed to do. I act on what I feel and never deal with emotions. I'm used to living big dog style.
Alright, hold up, hold up. Stop the beat a minute. I got something to say. Dre, I wanna tell you this shit right now. Why this fucking weed is in me? I don't know if I ever told you this, but I love you, dawg. I got your motherfucking back.
Right.
Just know this shit.
Slim, I don't know if you noticed it, but I've had your back from day one, nigga. Let's blow this bitch.
I mean it, dawg. You ever need somebody off? Whose throat is it?
Well, if you ever kill that Kim bitch, I'll show you where the ocean is.
Well, that's cool, and I appreciate the offer. But if I do decide to really murder my daughter's mama, I'ma sit her up in the front seat and put sunglasses on her and cruise around with her for 7 hours to California and have her waving at people.
Aye.
Then drop her off on the corner at the police station and drive off honking the horn for her. Raw dog, get your arm gnawed off. Drop the sword off and beat you with the piece of a sword off. Fuck blood, I wanna see some lungs coughed up. Get shot up in the hot tub till the bubbles pop up and your nose and cough snot up. Mucus and hot water. That's for trying to talk like the chronic was lost product. That's for even thinking of having them thoughts thought up. You better show some respect whenever the doc's brought up. So what's the difference between us? We can start at the penis, or we when you scream, I just don't give a fuck and see who means it.
What's the difference between me and you? You talk a good one, but you don't do what you're supposed to do. I act on what I feel and never deal with emotions. I'm used to living big dog style with straight coaches. What's the difference between me and you? You talk a good one, but you don't do what you're supposed to do. I act on what I feel and never deal with emotions. I'm used to living big dog style with straight coaches. What's the difference between me and you?
Mislim da nema ni potrebe više da pričam koliko je sve uspješno bilo Dreu i Eminemu nakon početka njihove saradnje. Tako da sada ćemo malo da slušamo album The Eminem Show. Album je objavljen 2002. godine i zaista taj album je nekako digao Eminema u svetsku superzvezdu. Mislim, bio je popularan onako i ranije, ali ovaj album The Eminem Show ga je baš proslavio. Tu su se našli singlovi poput Without Me, Cleaning Out My Closet, Superman i Sing for the Moment. A pesma koju sam ja dobro da slušamo sa tog albuma zove se Business, što je inače peti i posljednji single sa tog albuma. Naravno, na ovom albumu, kao i na svakom Eminemom, sem pretposlednje Kamikaze, radio je produkciju Dr. Dre. A u ovoj pesmi Business koju sam odabrao, pojavljuje se i Dr. Dre onako sa nekim njegovim upadima poput Hell Yeah i tako to, ali da, zaista jedan vrhunski beat, onako pravi beat u Dreovom stilu, odnosno instrumental ako mi je tako lakše, ali u hip hop svetu je to poznatije kao beat, tako da ja ću govoriti beat. Inače, šta rade Dre i Eminem u ovoj pesmi? Pričaju o lošim tekstovima i pokušavaju da spasu hip-hop tako što će doneti pravi hip-hop sa pravim tekstovima onako kako treba da bude. Inače, album The Eminem Show dobio je Grammy za najbolji rap album, dok je pesma Without Me dobila nagradu za najbolji muzički video. Inače, ako se sećate tog spota za Without Me, eto sad sam se setio, tu su Eminem i Dr. Dre u spotu kao ulozi superheroja, otprilike Batman i Robin. A u ovoj pesmi koju ćemo slušati, Business, isto ima tu tematiku da su Eminem i Dr. Dre superheroji koji žele da se otarase, kako bih rekao, zloća, a to su loši tekstovi. I zato na početku pesme Eminem kaže to the rap mobile, let's go. Tako da, slušamo Eminema i pesmu Business.
Marshall, sounds like an SOS.
Holy whack, unlyrical lyrics, Andre. You're fucking right.
To the rap mobile. Let's go.
Marshall.
Most purest, most rawest, form flow almost flawless. Most hardest, most honest, known artist. Chip off the old block, but old Doc is
back.
Looks like Batman brought his own Robin. Oh God, Saddam's got his own Laden. With his own private plane, his own pilot. Set the blow college, dorm room doors off the hinges. Oranges, peach, pears, plums, syringes. Yeah, here I come, I'm inches away from you, there fear none. Hip-hop is in a state of 911, so let's get down.
Make it all up, there's no such thing like a female with good looks who cooks and cleans. It just means so much more to so much more people when you're rapping and you know what for. The show must go on, so I'd like to welcome y'all to Marshall and Andre's Carnival.
Come on!
Now let's get down to business. I don't got no time to play around, what is this? Must be a circus in town. Let's shut this shit down on these clowns. Can I get a witness?
Hell yeah!
Let's get down to business. I don't got no time to play around, what is this? Must be a circus in town. Let's shut this shit down on these clowns. Can I get a witness?
Hell yeah!
It's just like old times, the dynamic duo, two old friends. Why panic? You already know it's fully capable. The two cape heroes dial straight down the center 800. You can even call collect the most feared duet since me and Elton play career Russian roulette. And never even see me blink or get the bus in a sweat. People stepping over people just to rustle the set, just to get to see an MC who breathes so freely, ease over these beats and be so breezy. Jesus, how can shit be so easy? How can one Chandra be so leavy? Turn on these beats, MCs don't see me. Believe me, BET and MTV are gonna grieve when we leave off for Sheezy. Can't leave rap alone, the game needs me. Till we grow beards, get weird and disappear into the mountains. Nothing but clowns down here, but we ain't fucking around round here. Yo, Dre,
what up?
Can I get a hell?
Kako je Dr. Dre potpisao Eminema za Aftermath 99. godine, sve je krenulo uzlaznom putanjom i za njega i za Eminema. Nakon nekoliko uspješnih albuma u okviru Interscopa, pored Dr. Dre-a koji je imao Aftermath, i Eminem je otvorio svoju izdavačku kuću pod nazivom Shady Records. A sljedeća pesma koju ćemo slušati zanimljivo nije od Dr. Dre-a, nije od Eminema, već od 50 Cent-a. Ukoliko znate priču, onda znate zašto je 50 Cent morao da se nađe na ovoj listi, a ukoliko ne znate, evo sad ćemo ukratko da vam ispričamo. Eminem je pronašao 50 Cent-a kao nadolazeću zvezdu, video je da ima talenta, bio je oduševljen njegovim repovanjem i on ga je potpisao za njegov Shady Records, a 50 je nakon toga radio i sa Dr. Dre-om. Tako da, pored svoje muzike gde su radili Dr. Dre i Eminem, imali su očigledno i njuha da nađu nove artiste. 2003. objavljen je 50-ov album Get Rich or Die Trying, što je bio njegov debi album. To je jedan od najvećih debija u svijetu hip-hopa, sigurno možda čak i najveći, napravio je pravi boom. Album je prodao, čini mi se, 9 miliona, odnosno prodat je u 9 miliona primeraka. Tako da, šta god Dr. Dre i Eminem rade zajedno, definitivno je uspeh zagarantovan. Kasnije su onako Dr. Dre, 50 Cent i Eminem, sva trojica nekako ostali bliski, prijatelji, podržavali su jednog drugog. I tu je ta priča o odanosti. I dan danas kad slušate 50-a i njegove intervjue, on će reći koliko je zahvalan Dreju i Eminemu i koliko će ih uvek poštovati i biti tu uz njih. Isti je slučaj i sa Eminemom kad ga pitate o Dreju i 50-u, isti je slučaj i sa Dreom. Tako da, to je ta priča o prijateljstvu, odanosti i saradnji. I sa trojice su onako dosta uspešni u tom svetu. Tako da, logično je da je 50 Cent morao se nađi na ovoj playlisti, a pesma koju ćemo poslušati od njega zove se, pogodite, naravno, In The Club.
Go, 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 shorty,
it's your birthday.
We gon' party like
it's your birthday.
We gon' sip a Bacardi like
it's your birthday.
And you know we don't give a fuck,
cause that's your birthday.
You can find me in the club, bottle full of bub. Look, mommy, I got the X, I'm getting to taking drugs. I'm into having sex, I ain't into making love. So come give me a hug, if you're into getting rough. You can find me in the club, bottle full of bub. Look, mommy, I got the X, I'm getting to taking drugs. I'm into having sex, I ain't into making love. So come give me a hug, if you're into getting rough.
When I pull up out front, you see the Benz on dub. When I roll 20 deep, it's 20 knives in the club. Niggas heard I fuck with Dre, now they wanna show me love. When you sell like Eminem and the hoes, they wanna fuck. But homie, ain't nothing changed, hold down, G's up. I see exhibit in the cut, ain't nigga roll that weed up. If you watch how I move, you mistake before I play up here. Been hit with a few shells, but I don't walk with a limp. In the hood, in the lady, they saying 50, you hot. They like me, I want them to love me like they love pop. But holla in New York, the niggas to tell you I'm loco. And the plan is to put the rap game in the choke. I'm fully focused, man, my money on my mind. Got a meal out the deal and I'm still in the grind. Now shorty say she feelin' my style, she feelin' my flow. A girl from Woody, they buy and they ready to go.
I'm in the club, bottle full of bub. Look, mommy, I got the X, if you're in to take a drug. I'm in the having sex, I ain't in the making love. So come give me a hug, if you're in the getting rough. You can find me in the club, bottle full of bub. Look, mommy, I got the X, if you're in to take a drug. I'm in the having sex, I ain't in the making love. So come give me a hug, if you're in the getting rough. My flow, my show brought me to go. That brought me all my fancy things. My crib, my cars, my clothes, my jewels. Look, nigga, I done came up and I ain't changed. And you should love it way more than you hate it. Nigga, you mad? I thought that you'd be happy I made it. I'm that cat by the bar, toasting to the good life. You that faggot ass nigga tryna pull me back, right? My joint get the pumping in the club, it's on. I'm with my eye at your bitch, if she smiles, she gone. Hit the roof on fire, let the motherfucker burn. The talking about money, homie, I ain't concerned. I'ma tell you what banks told me, cause go ahead, switch the style up. If niggas hate to let them hate, then watch the money pile up. Or we can go upside the head with a bottle of bull. Then the way we fucking be. You can find me in the club, bottle full of bub. Look, mommy, I got the X, if you're into taking drugs. I'm into having sex, I ain't into making love. So come give me a hug, if you're into getting rough. You can find me in the club, bottle full of bub. Look, mommy, I got the X, if you're into taking drugs. I'm into having sex, I ain't into making love. So come give me a hug, if you're into getting rough.
Don't try to act like you don't know where we be, neither, nigga. I'm in the club all the time, nigga. It's a problem, pop off, nigga. G-Unit.
I sada se munjevito prebacujemo na 2009. godinu i Eminemov album Relapse. Nakon što smo uveli 50 Centa u celu tu priču, eto, red je da poslušamo jednu pesmu na kojoj se nalaze i Eminem, i 50, i Dr. Dre. A u pitanju je pesma Crack a Bottle. Iako Eminemov album Relapse, pa i sam Eminem nešto nije bio zadovoljan tim albumom kasnije, a i nije toliko nešto baš dobro prošao kod fanova, eto, ističe se ta pesma Crack a Bottle koju su njih trojica radili zajedno. Bila je uspešna, dobila je čak i Grammy za najbolji rap performance od strane duo ili grupe. Eto, nekako skoro sve pesme koje danas slušamo dobile su Grammy. Ali eto, ne bih nešto posebno dužio ovoj pesmi, nema mnogo šta da se kaže, jednostavno smatram da je trebalo da se nađe na ovoj listi u ovoj cijeloj priči, zato što se tu nalaze njih trojica. Tako da hajde odmah da je poslušamo. Slušamo Eminema, Dre i 50-a i pesmu Crack a Bottle.
the rubbers. I noticed there's so many of them, and there's really not that many of us. And ladies love us, my posse's kicking up dust. It's on to the break of dawn, and we're starting this party from dusk.
Okay, let's go.
Back with Andre the Giant, Mr. Elephant Tusk. Fix your musk, you'll be just another one bit the dust. Just one of my mother's sons who got thrown under the bus. Kiss my butt, lick from under cheese from under my nuts. It disgusts me to see the game the way that it looks. It's a must, I redeem my name and haters get mushed. Bitches lust, man they love me when I lay in the cut. Fist the cup, the lady give a ratey some paper cuts. Now picture us, it's ridiculous, she curses the thought. Cause when I spit the verse, the shit gets worse than worse, it's just sauce. If I could fit the words, this picture perfect works every time. Every verse, every line, as simple as nursery rhymes. It's elementary, the elephants have entered the room. I venture to say with the center of attention, it's true. Not to mention back with the vengeance, so hence the signal of the bat symbol, the platinum trio's back on you hoes. So crack a bottle, let your body waddle. Don't act like a snobby model, you just hit the lotto. Uh-oh, uh-oh, bitches hopping in my Tahoe. Got one rotten shotgun and no, not one of them got clothes. Now where's the rubbers? Who's got the rubbers? I noticed there's so many of them, and there's really not that many of us. And ladies love us, my posse's kicking up dust. It's on to the break of dawn, and we're starting this party from dust.
Ladies and gentlemen, Dr. Dre.
They see that lowrider go by, they like, oh my. You ain't got to tell me why you're sick, cause I know why. I dip through in that six tray like sick of Dre. I'm an itch that they can't scratch, they sick of me. But hey, what else can I say? I love LA. Cause over and above all, it's just another day. And this one begins where the last one ends. Pick up where we left off and get smashed again. I'll be damned, just fucked around and crashed my Benz. Driving round with a smashed front end. Let's cash that one in. Grab another one from out the stable. The Monte Carlo, El Camino, or the El Dorado. The hell if I know, do I want leather seats or vinyl? Decisions, decisions. Garage looks like precision collision. Or Mako, beats quake like Waco. Just keep the bass low, speakers away from your face though.
So crack a bottle, let your body waddle. Don't act like a snobby model, you just hit the lotto. Uh-oh, uh-oh, bitches hopping in my Tahoe. Got one rotten shotgun and no, not one of them got clothes. Now where's the rubbers? Who's got the rubbers? I noticed there's so many of them, and there's really not that many of us. And ladies love us, my posse's kicking up dust. It's on to the break of dawn, and we're starting this party from dusk.
And I take great pleasure in introducing 50 Cent.
It's bottle after bottle. The money ain't a thing when you party with me. It's what we into. It's simple. We ball out of control like you wouldn't believe. From the napalm, the bomb, the dawn, I'm King Kong, get rolled on. Wrapped up and rained on, I'm so calm through Vietnam. Bring the alarm, bring the Sean Don. Burn marijuana, do what you want, nigga, own and own. To the brick of wood, get the paper, man, I'm taking. You know I don't give a fuck, I spin it like it don't mean nothing. Blow it like it's supposed to be blown, motherfucker, I'm grown. I stunt, I stare, I flash the shit. I guess what the fuck I want, so what I trick. Badass, Birkin bags, classy shit. Jimmy Choo shoes, I say move a bitch, move.
So crack a bottle, let your body waddle. Don't act like a snobby model, you just hit the lotto. Uh-oh, uh-oh, bitches hopping in my Tahoe. Got one rotten shotgun and no, not one of them got clothes. Now where's the rubbers? Who's got the rubbers? I noticed there's so many of them, and there's really not that many of us. And ladies love us, my posse's kicking up dust. It's on to the break of dawn, and we're starting this party from dusk.
Jump around.
Jump around.
E, sada dolazim do pesme koja, mislim, najbolje objašnjava taj odnos između Eminema i Dr. Dre-a i koliko je zapravo to prijateljstvo veliko. Jedna prava onako bromance pesma. U pitanju je single koji je Dr. Dre objavio, a zove se I Need a Doctor. U ovoj pesmi Dr. Dre onako zapeo u depresiji je, prolazi kroz jedan zaista težak period. A ko je tu da mu pomogne, tu je naravno Eminem, njegov dugogodišnji prijatelj. Eminem je prošao kroz sve to, kroz depresiju, kroz bol, nakon što je njegov prijatelj Proof preminuo 2006. godine. Tako da Eminem u ovoj pesmi govori Dr. Dre koliko mu on znači, da je tu za njega kroz dobro i zlo, da će biti tu uz njega dok ne bude sve okej. A i Dr. Dre u ovoj pesmi čućete uzvraća, pita se gde su sada svi prijatelji, tu je Eminem, treba mi samo on. Tako da jedna baš onako prava bromance priča koja govori o tom njihovom prijateljstvu, o njihovoj dugogodišnjoj saradnji i odanosti. A što se tiče refrena, tu vokal daje pevačica Skylar Grey. Tako da jedna zaista zanimljiva pesma koja onako govori o tom njihovom odnosu. Kao što sam rekao, da ne dužim nešto previše, ukoliko niste čuli pesmu, zaista onako baš emotivna. Tako da sada ćemo da je poslušamo. Slušamo Dr. Dre-a, Eminema i Skylar Grey i pesmu I Need a Doctor.
Once you got inside the booth, told you, Mike smoke with the friends. Some of them I put on, but they just left. They said they was riding to the death. But where the fuck are they now? Now that I need them, I don't see none of them. All I see is Slim. Fuck all you fair weather friends, all I need is him. Fucking backstabbers, when the chips were down, you just laughed at us. Now you bout to feel the fucking wrath of aftermath, faggots. You gon' see us in our lab jackets and ask where the fuck we been. You can kiss my indecisive ass, crack maggots and the crackers ass. Lil' Cracker Jack beat, making whack ass backwards producers, I'm back bastards. One more CD and then I'm packing up my bags. And as I'm leaving, I guarantee they'll scream, Trey, don't leave us like that, man, cause
I'm about to
I kao što ste mogli da čujete u prethodnoj pesmi koja je objavljena 2011. godine, tu je Dr. Dre najavio novi album koji će da izađe i, kako je rekao, nakon toga je gotov. Fast forward, 4 godine nakon toga, Dr. Dre iznenada objavljuje album Compton, koji je zapravo inspirisan filmom Straight Outta Compton. Dre je inspirisalo snimanje tog filma, tako da je on napravio kao neki soundtrack za taj film. I naravno na tom albumu morao se naći Eminem, njegov dugogodišnji saradnik i najbolji prijatelj, a on se pojavljuje na pesmi koja se zove Medicine Man. I naravno, kao i u nekim ranijim pesmama, i ovde se radi o odnosu Dr. Dre-a i Eminema, gde oni zapravo evociraju uspomene kada su se upoznali, kako su krenuli da rade i gde su stigli. Tako da slušat ćemo sada pesmu koja se zove Medicine Man. Nalazi se na albumu Compton iz 2015. Što je zanimljivo, eto da se vratim na ono kako je Dr. Dre rekao u prethodnoj pesmi koju smo slušali, I Need a Doctor, kako će objaviti album koji će zapravo biti posljednji. Prošlo je koliko već godina, sad treba to sračunati, 8 godina od albuma Compton. Dr. Dre još uvek nije objavio novi album, da li će ga biti ili neće, zaista ne znamo. Objavio on neki EP, ali naravno to nije album. LM, hajde da poslušamo još jednu pesmu gde se Dr. Dre i Eminem nalaze zajedno, a to je Medicine Man.
Doc, Doc, you gotta give us some good news.
Yeah, about that.
So let me find out the bitch in you. So let me find out the snitch in you. Fame or fortune, it's not your forte. Fuck the world now, I'm done with foreplay. Doctor's orders, go fuck yourself. Take 2 days in the morning, overdose and kill yourself.
Listen, this is my evaluation. This shit oversaturated, y'all can get evacuated. Kids sipping activists and they ain't even activated. Married to the internet, stuck in place salivating. Ain't nobody graduating. Don't nobody love this shit the way I love it. So I gotta hate it. Everybody off of fame, that ain't no exaggeration. Damn, I'm getting aggravated. Fuck, I'm getting agitated. Teaching someone to pit in these fucking schools. The police got our name in all their databases. Girls be 13, acting 22. Niggas be 44, acting half their ages. Somebody tell me what the fuck is going on. These niggas in tight shit, I'm in the fucking matrix. It's looking like a sign of the revelation. About time of the return of the fucking greatest. I got all these patients, man. How come they ain't patient with me? They just think I want the money. Why when I can take it with me? Y'all don't do it for the love not. They gon' find out who you are, just admit it, for you get it,
yeah. Say, what you living about? The fuck you gon' tell me? Do you remember where you started out from? You looking lost now.
You are the best.
Fake it till you make it, take your little paper. But once you look in the mirror, your credibility's gone now. I'd rather be hated on for who I am than to be loved for who I'm not. That's worth to die.
Same fortune, it's not your forte. Fuck the world now, I'm done with foreplay. Doctor's orders, go fuck yourself. Take 2 days in the morning, overdose and kill yourself.
In the beginning, a few of the people who had a problem, I was this good scoffed. I just shook off, probably reminded you of the first time you saw Tiger Woods golf. Never thought about how much my race and nationality meant, but based on how I ascended, see how plain it was now they want me to jet. But no one really gave a fuck about my descent, till I took off. Mistook me because I looked soft, but I stood tall, I just followed them. So I rose and grew balls, told these hoes to screw off. Decided opposing you was what I'm supposed to do. All I did was say what I'm feeling when the vocal booth calls, and had you on pins and needles. When I spoke to you all, you felt my pain. It's almost like I poked voodoo dolls, and I hope my spirit haunts the studios when I'm gone. My picture jumps off a poster and just floats through the halls, and fucking goes through the walls like the ghost of Lou Rawls. Karma's headed for Armageddon, a drama setter, I'm going in. Already got an arm and head, and whoever said words to this words ain't heard me word of my give. Fucking my image even ends up taking a personal hit. Whoever I hurt or whatever bridges I burn in this bitch, and whatever bitches feel like they didn't deserve what they get, and whatever consequences come with every verse is worth it. So don't turn a beat on whose turn is it to get murdered on it. And here's to all the years I spent towing the line over time. Sure as the mold is blind in my mind, I'm still underground as a groundhog, and I'ma go for mine. Like a hole for road is trying to dig up some golden diamonds, a cold to find. No sign of slowing these lines on my nines. I just load up the most rhymes and open fire with a closed mind. All I needed was someone to co-sign. Been an assault rifle with the sniper scope for this whole time. Take wood, sit with the blasters, give me the order, I spray. Pain in the ass, like a shot in the ass with a paint gun. Ain't no one safe from non-believers, there ain't none. I even make the bitches I rep come. I'm waiting on someone to say something. Dre, make the bass pump and let the tape run. For old time's sake, I spit it straight through. This is take one. The moment you're waiting for has come, but the
fame and fortune, it's not your forte. Fuck the world now, I'm done with foreplay. Doctor's orders, go fuck yourself. Take 2 days in the morning, overdose and kill yourself. Doctor's orders. Doctor's orders.
Stigli smo polako i do posljednje pesme u ovoj našoj cijeloj priči između Dr. Dre-a i Eminema. A sada ćemo ih slušati u nešto drugačijem izdanju. Kao što smo malo pre rekli, Dr. Dre-ov album Compton iz 2015. je i posljednji zvanični album koji je on objavio. Da li će ih biti još, ne znam zaista. Ali nakon toga objavio je, pa kako, ne mogu da kažem ni EP, zapravo radio je muziku za video igru GTA 5, jednu od najpopularnijih video igara svih vremena. Dodata je nova radio stanica, jer kao što znate, ukoliko ste igrali tu igru, sednete u kola, imate razne radio stanice i slušate odličnu muziku. Pojavila se nova radio stanica pod nazivom Grand Theft Auto Online, a muziku je radio Dr. Dre. I naravno, kao od početka, od početka saradnje pre 25 godina, kako je to krenulo, Eminem se uvijek nalazio na nekom Dr. Dre-om izdanju, a slučaj je bio i ovdje za GTA Online. Pesma koju su radili zajedno zove se Gospel i to je jedna od posljednjih njihovih saradnji za sada. Pesma je onako dosta drugačija u odnosu na ono što su oni radili ranije, ali eto, oni idu korak s vremenom i zato su i tu gde jesu, zato su toliko uspešni. Pesma je onako više u trap fazonu, oni govore koliko su dobri, što je nekako i normalno za taj podžanr hip-hopa, trap, da se priča u superlativu, gde je izvođač najbolji, ali to je tako kako je. To svakako leži Dr. Dre-u i Eminemu, ako neko može da priča o tim stvarima, to definitivno jesu njih dvojica. To je bilo to što se tiče ove epizode emisije Jump Around. Mi se slušamo već sljedećeg petka od 14 časova, gdje ćemo opet pokriti neke zanimljive teme. Za sad su, eto, računajući ovu, objavljene 3 epizode, tako dok iščekujete sljedeću, uvijek možete da skoknete na oradio.rs/podcast i tu poslušate sve do sada objavljene epizode. A mi za kraj, kao što sam rekao, slušamo Dr. Dre-a i Eminema i pesmu Gospel.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
What?
uniform. Progress, feeling like I'm just getting started. Two shots back for my dearly departed. You are now dealing with a monster. Oh shit, profits. Doc Dre, bitch, I'm a prophet. Black Wall Street, niggas know where the stock is. Try me. Niggas never see me, but it ain't hard to find me. Unwinding, shit's blinding. Still grinding, uprising. Stop talking about the past, I'm the future, nigga. Nigga like me, still here, motherfucker, go figure. Looking for my next gold digger. This summer here gonna be colder than winter. Already told you, I fold you like hundreds of billions. And you can go missing, put that on my children. Bet that, nigga what? Regret that, run it up. And I'm about to sum it up. This shit here, that problem. Living at the bottom of a bottle. Full throttle, my motto. Fucking with me like fucking with the lotto. That awful in your nostril, in a brothel. This is gospel, yeah. I'ma need all that pronto.
Yes, sir, yes, sir, yes, sir. Yeah. I'm gonna ride till I die. Give a fuck if you bitches die. Put a motherfucking hole in your face. Back up, bitch, don't even try.
I am that motherfucker, been the coldest. Why you on that? No one know us. Overdosed on what dope is.
Yeah.
Hip hop shit sell better than the coke did.
Like a satanic cult, it's an old ritual slaughtering goats, bitch. You're fucking with the original flow, sick and anybody can get it. COVID, fucking with that. I don't roll shit that was so sharp I could slip my own fucking throat with it. So rich, I got more chips than my shoulders, and I'm about as approachable as a roach's. Yes. So better steer clear from it. Here comes a nuclear bomb for your eardrums. Lyricism at its most fearsome and fierce. We're on another tier, like a tear duct's upper echelon. Your career sucked. It was sheer luck, like a fucking leprechaun with his beard cut. You're the Punisher, weapon drawn with a beard. Gut. You're slower than a Decepticon with his gear stuck. And I what? I serial killing your Kellogg's. I love checks and I hate tricks. And you're a fake bitch. I can spot you like you about to weightlift. Yeah. Bitch, I'm better than cake mix. But I can't be whipped with egg beaters. Nah. You cunts must be out of your labias. And God's my alias. So if I don't have faith in me, then it basically makes me an atheist. Nick Diaz got the world by the tracheas and a chokehold and a sleeper. Yeah, and me and Dre are like dog hair. We're both in our lab coats like retrievers. But like a Doberman, I'm a whole different breeder. What? Animal mutt mixed with an overachiever. Yeah. Oh, you're the king of rap. You're about to be overthrown like a pass over the head of an open receiver. Yeah. This shit could end up coming to blows like a wiener. Yeah. But I ain't finished with putting these hoes through the ringer. Nah. Like clothes in between the two rollers. A weight, no, what I mean is flows in a woven. I treat them like thread. That's how I wind up sewing machine up. So fucks if you don't give them either time to ride or die. Cause you're either both or you need to throw a middle finger up if you're rolling. But me, I'm gonna
ride till I die. Give a fuck if you bitches die. Put a motherfucking hole in your face. Back up, bitch, don't even try.
I am that motherfucker, been the coldest. Why you on that? No one know us. Overdosed on what dope is. Hip hop shit sell better than the coke did.
As we go a little something like this.
Check this out.
Jump around.